I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Civil war threats loom large in Myanmar. This weekend saw the biggest death toll of civilian protesters since the February 1st coup. Meanwhile, protesters and armed ethnic groups are calling for unity against the military. Joe Handley of Asian Access says neither side is backing down.
Please pray not just for peace in society, but for our fellow brothers and sisters in Jesus. They're feeling the heat. They're having to do all-night vigils in their homes because the military is coming in and taking people away.
But God is still moving amid the chaos. Believers brought food aid to widows who couldn't get to the grocery store, and one gave her life to Christ. Ask God to protect his followers as they bring people hope and physical aid. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And Turkey has withdrawn from the Istanbul Convention, designed to help protect women from violence. Turkey became the first country to sign the treaty in 2011. Vincent Michael of FMI explains why Turkey's government could reverse course.
More recently, with shifts in the West, more conservative countries, and not just Turkey, conservative Christian countries like Poland, have grown leery of the convention because they see it as maybe a backdoor way to advocate rights for LGBT communities inside their country. And so they're feeling a little bit hesitant.
This decision comes at a time when violence against women has surged around the world due to COVID-19 lockdowns. Join us in praying that the Holy Spirit would change hearts in Turkey. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for their free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.